So, dear Sotiris, what shall the old and the new fans expect from Modern Primitive? As usual, variety is the keyword to Septic Flesh releases.
Yes, indeed, Septic Flesh is a band that the main characteristic of the sound is the variety, because all the members of the band contribute to the music. And each member contributes something different. So the result is always enticing. Mm-hmm. You will listen to a lot of ideas on the songs. Also, there are different moods inside the album. However, we managed to do an album that it is coherent. And from the first second that you start listening to the album until the end of the album, you will be sunk into the atmosphere, because it has a specific mood. And so the specific album is really focused.
How was to work once again with Jens Bogren as a producer?
Well, Jens is an amazing producer. Mm-hmm. We needed someone that could understand all the elements of our sound, because we have so many different frequencies to be dealt with, and so we needed an expert, else it will be a disaster, because we have more than 100 channels to mix because of the various instruments. And so Jens is the producer that has a lot of experience, of course, for the metal genre, and creates a really heavy sound, but also has an ear for the classical.
Yeah,
that is really important for us. And so he had all the elements that we needed, and also we were really satisfied from our previous collaboration in Codex with Codex Omega.
Yeah,
and so it was an obvious choice for us to work again with Jens, and I think this is the best production we ever had.
Okay, so are you also satisfied with the change of label to Nuclear Blast?
Well, it was something that you know, eventually would happen.
Yeah.
Because we felt that we could reach a wider range of countries and audience.
Yeah.
And of course, we are satisfied from our collaboration with Season of Mist. Mm-hmm. And still, Season of Mist has our previous albums.
Catalog, yeah.
However, it was for the best of the band. The contract with Nuclear Blast, and from day one we see a lot of new people approaching the band. You know, as we have released now two singles, and now we are in the time to release the third single. So we have the first idea, and really it's impressive.
I know it must be hard to answer, but how would you describe, in a few words, like the birth of a Septic Flesh song?
A few words.
Yeah, difficult.
Really difficult. There are a lot of phases, phases in the creation of a song of Septic Flesh. The first phase is when one member gets an idea and works with this idea. Usually, this idea is worked for quite a few months, and then presented to the other members. And so a lot of work before even presenting the idea. Yeah. And then we have discussions, all the members of the band, about if the specific idea could fit to the album. Also suggestions about the direction of the idea, etc. And then, you know, as time passes and we try different approaches to this idea, then there is a continuous change.
Yeah.
And all members contribute something specific. For instance, I may create a song that will begin guitar oriented, mm-hmm. but gradually some lines will be given to other instruments.
Yeah.
And this changes the character of the song. Also, it's a matter of how we use the vocals, because we have a wide range of vocals
yeah.
In our disposal. And this also affects the result. So you can say that in few words, there is a chain in the creation of the song. And it's a process that at the first going through circles, and when we feel that we have the most appropriate result, then the song is finished.
Okay, so in one word, maybe it's like evolution.
One word. War. Emotional, and it's intense, and it is devastating and everything.
While from the lyrical side, which topics have you been exploring in the lyrics of Modern Primitive? And a personal curiosity as a science fiction fan,
yeah.
are Neuromancer and Psychohistory inspired by Gibson and Asimov literature?
Neuromancer indeed is inspired.
William Gibson.
From the same titled book of mm-hmm. William Gibson.
Mm-hmm.
However, Psychohistory mm-hmm. is indeed, is as a matter of fact, is a science. It's a combination of two sciences together:
mm-hmm. yeah.
psychology and
history.
You know, the history.
Yeah.
It's a new approach that I found really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It is about seeing the various historical events from the point of psychology.
Ah.
And specifically, the psychology of the main people that drove the event to happen, and the masses that accepted the everything, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's really interesting, because you know, history is not about just remembering specific dates
yeah.
and names and stuff like that. But it's about events that were significant, but those events were driven by humans.
Yes.
And so psychology also is important.
Yeah, mass psychology also.
Yes, yeah. And of the leaders.
And
you know, especially the leaders, because, you know, the leaders are presented as perfect, while no one is perfect.
Yeah.
And, you know, the imperfections are the elements that defined some
yeah.
situations. There is also a story that I created
mm-hmm.
That is told from two songs,
mm-hmm.
Hierophant and Self-Eater.
Mm-hmm.
It is the story of salvation. We gave a few hints with the video clip of Hierophant. It is about... It has some elements taken from the Tarot, but only for symbolic reasons. And the main character is someone that wants to be a bridge from Earth to Heaven, you know, to be the mouth of God, in a yeah. way. And as you know, he tries, he enters the clergy, but actually, what the others tell him to do has no result, because he wants actually to be the mouth of God, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
He wants to touch the sun. And also, the song is about be careful what you wish for.
Yeah.
Because
it may
when you
happen.
Touch the sun, you get burned.
Yeah.
And there is also another story that I created. The story that is told from the first song of the album, Collector, it's about the 13 pieces of Osiris. The collector is an occult collector, you can say, that tries to find those pieces, and he thinks that if he gets all the pieces, he will become God. And you know, there are also some other stories in the
yeah.
album.
Yeah.
But the majority of the songs are about more mundane things, about what we are living at this specific timeline.
Yeah.
Because you know, I was really influenced by the events mm-hmm. that we're living, and so a lot of questions arise in my mind about humanity, about if we are truly leading, or yeah. we are just mimicking that we are kings.
Yeah.
And are only chaotic beings. Also, you know, the main question is about the mentality of mankind and about what is behind our actions, because it will be more proper mm-hmm. As we advance to become advanced. But you can see a lot of elements, especially in the situations that we are living right now, that there is a lot of primitive rage inside us. A lot of primitive thoughts are taking control. And, you know, there is a lot of thought about this.
Going back to the past, which are your fondest memories about the Greek metal scene way back in the late 80s, early 90s?
Yeah. Well, I had the luck to yeah. be inside the birth of the 90s, of the death metal scene in Greece, death black metal scene. So it was really cult. I met a lot of interesting people, as those you mentioned before,
yeah.
Magus, Sakis, etc., Varathron, a lot of guys. You know, we were very young back then. The general situation was really bad, because there were not nothing to help us. We had to build everything from scratch.
Yeah.
And also we had to fight a prejudice, because you know, the Greek scene had no name at the time, and many thought about Zorbas and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And not metal. when hearing about a band from Greece. Anyway, but you know, although it was really harsh, and we had a really hard time to do things, it was quite an enjoyable ride, and I have a lot of great memories.
Yeah, also, I mean, working and releasing Mystic Places of Dawn and Azoptron.
Well, Mystic Place of Dawn, of course, as it was our first album, yeah. We were really excited to do it. And also we had a contract with a French label.
Holy Records.
That it was quite a success for that time,
yeah.
for Greece. And it was, of course, Holy Records. So I remember this excitement of creating the album. You know, the basic problem that we had was to find a drummer, because there were a few drummers playing extreme metal, and we wanted a lot of advanced drums for our songs, as we were admiring bands as Death and Morbid Angel,
yeah.
For instance. And anyway, we managed to create Mystic Places of Dawn. Our main focus was from day one to create original songs with personality. So we worked a lot to create a personal sound, and we evolved the sound with the other releases that we released.
Yeah.
Esotron also, you know, was a really significant album for our history. Although it was an album that at the time, you know, Chris went to study in England,
yeah.
for classical music. And so for this album, it was main me and Spiros doing the recordings and stuff. But, you know, we have a long history, so many different memories for all the old releases.
Yeah, and what kind of music are you into when not busy with your music? When it comes, I mean, just to listen music.
Yeah. Well, a lot of different stuff.
Mm.
Ambient stuff, also metal, of course.
Yeah.
Classical music, soundtracks, gothic. A lot of different stuff. I can mention some favorite bands of mine. For instance, Fields of the Nephilim, one of my favorite bands. David Bowie, a great musician. Police, The Police.
Yeah.
Cure. I'm talking about non-metal bands. Because the metal bands, obviously, and death metal bands, there are some that all metal guys, you know, love. Judas Priest, Iron Maiden, Death, Morbid Danger, you know, the classic stuff.
So you are into the new wave, post-punk, like The Cure,
because I was really young at that time, and I was really lucky to be inside the movement, also the gothic movement and the metal movement. I loved equally both styles at the time.
Yeah.
And so once I bought, Cure album and then Iron Maiden, and I enjoyed both.
Yeah.
I think that music is not something that you must confine.
Yeah, of course.
It's about emotions. In whatever makes you really feel something, something strong, then it has power. If you listen to something and you don't feel nothing, then there's a problem.
So, which, like, final message and greeting would you send out to the Italian fans of Septic Flesh?
Horns up to our friends there in Italy. We are really anxious to provide you the new album.
Yeah.
We feel really confident about the new material. We hope that you like it, and also, of course, thank you very much for your support all those years. And Italy is one of the places that Septic Flesh will visit, of course, for the live shows.
Yeah, with Hypocrisy in November in Milano.
Yeah.
Waiting for you.
Thank you very much.